Welcome to the Talking Small Biz podcast, where we talk about the stuff entrepreneurs don't want to talk about, but we do.
What's up, guys? Before we get into today's podcast, first, we got to pay some bills.
Live streaming has definitely become one of the go-to services for videographers, and I highly recommend checking out eCamm. It has made my process so much simpler with many features that will make your live stream rich. Check out the link in the description if you're interested in using eCamm with a 14-day free trial.
You still there, buddy?
That sounds so much better.
Hey. I fixed it. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Put that microphone down.
I'm just going to hold it right here because I don't have a nice setup like you do with your nice little background and everything. We're actually recording this one, so we might as well put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, I was honestly like, I wouldn't mind going this direction. I like showing up in person for sure, but I also like this. Like, we both have good microphones now.
We do.
Stuff like that.
Are you using a Yeti?
It's not a Yeti. This is actually a review microphone. I'm not even sure how to pronounce the name. It's spelled F-I-F-I-N-E, so Fi Fine.
Look at the show notes for what they mean. Right.
Yeah, I'll put a link in the description. It's a Yeti competitor.
Oh.
I'm not going to say an off-brand. It's a brand that's on Amazon. And I'm testing it out. And I've actually got I need to test about 4 different microphones put together. So I got this one over here.
Wow.
This one, what's the brand? Brand's not on the microphone. But anyways, I want to test this one that I'm using right now. That one that I just pulled off to the corner. I've got my Yeti microphone that I've had for like years now, that basically I compare almost all these USB mics to this guy. And then I got a small one. It's on the floor under my desk right now. I'm not going to bother getting that. But
I hear you.
I mean, for the most part, I'm pretty satisfied with how this guy sounds. It sounds pretty good. My desk needs to be a little bit taller. I have to still crouch down because you're supposed to get kind of close to it. You can see how the quality changes the further away you get from it.
Hence why mine's sitting on my belly.
Right. But I don't want to hold mine. So, I mean, most of the time I don't use the stand type much. I like to have it on these arms, so that way you can pull it close to you or and things like that and adjust it.
I'll be investing in one of those arms as well. I don't know where the hell I'm going to put it in my desk, but I'll be investing in one of those as well.
You got some space. You can make that other corner to your left, on screen left, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That side that's over by, you could put some, yeah, exactly, like that area, you could probably put it there and then like that make that your recording area
probably.
You could put your camera on that same side and then you'd have some nice depth of field going on.
Mm-hmm.
Get a decent camera and be rocking.
I like my little Logitech. It's been through me through thick and thin, you know? I can't get rid of it yet.
It's all good.
But I am getting I talked about on my podcast, I am getting a new rig because the one I have right now is dying, and I'm getting a custom-built rig, and I can't wait to get it. It's piece by piece is being built. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad little thing. And when I get that, I'll be able to run some serious program because last time you were here, Bang, and you were trying to help me with my podcast, the computer froze.
Yeah, it was, I was trying to think of the most inexpensive way for you to edit a podcast but still have a quality options and stuff. And DaVinci Resolve, it's a video editing program.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I use Premiere Pro, which is video editing, but I edit all my podcast stuff or audio type things on that. It's just, that's what I'm fluent with. But DaVinci Resolve, one, I'm a Apple Mac user. So some programs are a little bit different in offerings and stuff like that, but also Premiere Pro, you're paying a premium for that price. So it's I wasn't going to put that on Tony just yet because I think he can get away with, and many other people can get away with, even including myself, with free or less expensive options like DaVinci Resolve. And like DaVinci Resolve is free, and you can put it on a PC or Mac, which is nice, and be able to do that. But regardless, you still got to have a computer that can handle it.
Exactly.
Mine... It's not like DaVinci Resolve. It's a professional video editing program, like Hollywood uses it. So it's one of the top editing programs in the industry. But you still got to have the right specs to do stuff with.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I need to have a new desktop. So it's happening. It's the money's been sent. It is being built, and then I'll get it in like a month or something. This is how custom this sucker is. Like, it's going to take over a month for me to get it. Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Last time I bought a PC, I still have the PC. It's a gaming PC that actually, when I was going through the process of back up a little bit, like I previously did a custom rig before this particular PC. So like I was used to like going through all the process of getting all the parts, making sure they're compatible, all that kind of fun stuff.
Oh yeah, that's fun. Making sure the compatibility is very important.
And then putting it together yourself. Like I had a friend at the time, he helped me out because he was a lot more versed in it than I was. But this current PC, I was looking at all the specs, all the parts and stuff, and like surprisingly, I was able to find a gaming PC that had basically all the specs I was looking for at Walmart in stock at our store. I was not expecting that at all. So that was pretty interesting. I think it was about, at the time, it was about $2,000.
Yep.
So that's about what the cost was for that PC. And what's like computers, I like technology and stuff, but computers is one of those things that just drives me nuts because like right now I'm using, at the time when I paid for it, it was about $4,000 for this MacBook. It's like i9 processor, 32 gigs of RAM, the best graphics card at the time. And it racks up the price, but it's for the work that I do, I have to have stuff like that. Fortunately though, I'm seeing Apple making changes. They have this is turning into a complete tech nerd talk for sure.
Here we go. Hey, let's do it. Nerdy talk today.
But yeah.
Hey, anyway. Companies need to invest in technology, whether it's a simple payment processing system or IT security, whatever it is. They got companies have to invest in this stuff.
And the thing, what it boiled down to was, for a while, I was like, what can I do to get by? And it just ended up just not working out in the long run. It becomes more of a headache and all that kind of stuff. And regardless, like I think the life of a computer, especially if you use it on a regular basis, is like 2 years. Like you're going to have to upgrade every 2 years. That's just something you have to get used to.
Just about.
But the thing that I like what I see Apple doing is that they have these new M1 processors. They're changing the processing game for sure. There's been a lot of good reviews, a lot of good feedback, and from like the creatives community using the M1 processors for the Apple Macs that have been released already. They got new ones coming out pretty soon. And these are like baseline ones that are outperforming like these $4,000 MacBooks, and they're half the cost. So I'm really liking this, seeing how reducing the cost of some of these machines, but outperforming some of these older ones. Not even older ones, just like they're older models, but they got quote unquote beefier specs on paper, and they're outperforming them. So it's changing the industry, which is a good thing. It's not as customizable and things like that, because it's all the processor and RAM and all that kind of stuff was all together. It's like one big chip versus separate parts, but I'm liking all that. But also, something I want to talk about more so today was, you got a speaking engagement coming up, and we can kind of talk about that, but also like the services that you offer with that kind of stuff. You can do speaking engagements. You can also provide coaching and workshops and things like that for your industry. But what I'm going to actually do with Tony is that we're partnering up with this project, is that I'm going to record it, and we're going to be able to use that for multiple purposes. One, he's going to have a nice professional recording of his workshop that he's going to be doing at the Dothan Chamber of Commerce. That's the location, right?
Yes.
before I speak too much into it. But like what I want to do as far as Evergreen goes is like, if you have speaking engagements, workshops, classes and stuff, like you can sell that online and people will pay for it. And so there's these funnel pages and workshop pages that you can build and sell the stuff online. So like that's a service that I want to provide with Evergreen to be able to do that. And like, to me, what I like about it, I want to do some stuff for like things that I'm teaching and workshops and stuff too, but I also like the fact of being able to provide that service to record professionally something and you're able to put it out onto the internet. And it's not like a YouTube type thing. It's just, it's where like people, like you're giving value of information and people, it's like a good investment to be able to do that kind of stuff. So, and there's people all over the world that would pay for the kind of information that we can record.
That's true. So it'll be interesting to see how that works, because I don't know if you know this, Bane, but the sound system at the Chamber of Commerce has been blown out.
Really? Well, yeah. I can bring one.
Yeah. Well, it'll be, yeah, because I was talking to Hayden today at a ribbon cutting that we had, and I was like, "So, are you guys getting that sound system fixed?" And she was just like, "Eventually." So more than likely, it will not. I will not have sounds. So I gotta make some changes to my presentation. But it doesn't, it's not going to be affected too bad.
Well, it's like I have a portable sound system, so maybe we can work that out. And that's the other service that I provide too. It's like, I have a sound system for situations like this, for live streams and whatnot, for situations to where like a venue or something like that doesn't have a sound system.
We can, I bet that'll catch the attention of the chamber.
So, yeah, we can work that in, and I don't even have to bring like two speakers. I just need one speaker that projects.
Yeah, the projector, everything else works, but something happened to the sound system and it's out. But yes, my lecture, it's March 10th to Lunch and Learn at the Dothan Chamber of Commerce at 11:30 to 1 p.m. I don't know what we're having for lunch. I think it's pasta. I'm not too sure, but what it'll be is an introductory course, and I'm going to try to keep it as introductory as I possibly can, on Google My Business, which is AKA the map, and how your business shows up on the map. And I cannot stress how important Google My Business is to business, because if you Google My Business has been downloaded more than Facebook app has, and a lot of people, and that's the stats, and a lot of people use it to find places. So if you don't show up on Google My Business, I don't care if you've been in business for 50 years or who you know, you don't exist. Plain simple. The next portion, which is going to be the heavy part of the lecture, is what Google Ads are and where they show up on the search. What type of ads are available to businesses? And so that'll be the chunk of it. And I'll be doing mostly live demonstrations of the ads. I'll be showing my Google Ads dashboard for my company and what type of ads are being run, and go over them and as good detail as I can, but not freaking out people, because you can get some serious detail on how ads work. And that's the stuff I love, man. How Google shows ads and how it's sneaky with the ads.
And I'm looking forward to just being part of that and soaking up the content, but also just being able to record that kind of thing and put it out there for the web. So
yes, and shout out to the chamber for doing that. Hopefully they can, maybe they might get their sound system working. Who knows? We'll see what happens with the Dothan Chamber of Commerce.
I'll just bring mine, and yeah, that'll go in our favor anyways, because then I can connect recording equipment to it and record the audio and have that nice clean audio too.
Nice. But that's what I'll be doing. So speaking of technology and all that fun stuff, try and get along with what you can. The PC I'm currently using, it is free. It came with a building, but I'm having to upgrade just like you said, and all that fun stuff. But it's funny how much technology businesses have to invest in that they're just not aware of, costs and whatnot. Yesterday I had to pay for my password security company, LastPass is who I use. And I got to the point where I'm at to pay for it now because of the amount of security that I'm using.
It feels like this time of year, for some reason, like a lot of my subscription services, like all hit around the beginning of the year for some reason. Like Adobe, like that's coming up. So that's going to be coming up for that cost. And then there's other services that I use that it's just like, ugh, all these subscriptions, but can't get around it.
Yeah. Luckily LastPass is just $36 a year. So
that's I like the flat rate stuff a lot more than feeling like you get hit every month with something.
Yeah. Most of the programs I use, third party providers, I have to use a lot of them. You probably use more than me than Bang. I can only imagine the cost of Photoshop and whatnot of Adobe. But most of my most expensive is my monitoring system that I use, and that's it's close to $200 a month, mm-hmm. and it's so worth it because it takes a buttload of work off my shoulders as a monitoring system. It's,
depending on like if you have education discounts and things like that, you can get a better price with Adobe. But like the straight price is like I want to say it's like almost $60 a month. So that's pretty expensive, or it's about $600 a year.
Whoa.
Yeah. And being a Mac user, I could use other programs. I am starting to try to learn other programs like DaVinci Resolve. So that way I can fade out Adobe.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's one of those situations where like in the video world, like some of the forums that I'm part of, you see the question asked almost on a regular basis about, you know, has anybody ever switched from Adobe to DaVinci Resolve or from Final Cut to DaVinci Resolve? And like pretty much 100% of the time people say that they made the switch and has never regretted it. But then you never hear, like I've never heard someone say that they went from DaVinci Resolve to something else and was happy. So it seems like everybody that switches to DaVinci Resolve is happy with the switch. So I've got Final Cut. Like what I like about Final Cut is it's like $300 and you're done. Like you just own the software. Like there's no subscription at all. Same with DaVinci Resolve. You got the free version, but then you also have a $300 version to where you get some extra features. That's like really good for teams and things like that. Plus you get some other creative tools. Like if I'm able to, like on a cost effective way, if I'm able to make that switch to DaVinci Resolve for video editing, I can just minimize down to the photography package and that'd be like $20 a month versus 60. So.
Bane, I have to ask, where are you? Are you in your new building?
I am not.
No, oh, okay.
I put up a black backdrop in my normal spot. It used to be just the white wall.
Mm-hmm.
But I put up a black backdrop because I like the black look better.
And how's your office coming along, man?
Still working on the electric. At least it's being worked on instead of trying to find somebody. Once that's done, we got to fill in wall space and HVAC stuff. From there, it'd be downhill. Like it'd just be painting walls, pulling up the carpet, finishing the floor, and decorating. So I can't wait for the decorating part, like getting all the gear in place and making the place look like the way I want to. But we'll see. I mean, like it's one of those situations, like it's just been stuff that's just been out of our hands. Once it gets to our hands, like I think it'll go pretty fast.
Man,
but I can't wait. But I mean, I can't wait. Like we're already producing a podcast professionally for one client, and you know, she's already said like once we have our studio, like she wants rather than us having to go to her office and set up and all that kind of stuff. She could just come to us to where we'll already have a station for recording podcasts. And, you know, even for our own stuff, you can drop by and we'd have everything all set and make it look and sound great.
I'm actually looking forward to that because we've been squeezing in my office. I can travel to you now. Split the traveling up.
It's just gonna, I can't wait. Like I'm hoping to make it to where like I'm gonna have like fun stuff. Like when a recording is happening, we'll have a bright red sign that says recording, like that will flip on so people on the outside of the studio space walking by or driving by can see like things are happening that we're recording and stuff like that.
Dude, you should have recording signs outside.
Oh,
you can see your spot from the mall.
Exactly. So we're going to have like at least a sign that says recording, but also like one of those big red bulb kind of setups to where you just flip it on and just show activity going on. So that's, I can't wait.
Well, that's going to look good. That's going to look good. Do you have your Braille board up?
No, we're talking with Durden billboards, and we're just kind of finalizing some details and things like that. But that should be up pretty soon. We're at least hoping to get the wedding one up as soon as possible because we're in engagement season right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how that goes.
Nice. Well, I don't have anything else to talk about. I don't believe, like, there's, like you said, it's like, it's another week. I'm like, it's another week. And we're recording this on a Thursday, which we missed Wednesday. But, you know, I mean, technically those listening would have known that if I didn't say that. But
yeah, I normally try to have it published by Friday or Saturday. So as long as we get the recording done before then, it works out. But
you've been busy, man. I've been busy. I've been swamped, dude.
We might have to change our normal recording times because Wednesdays have just become so slammed with projects. It's just like on our schedule management side of stuff, it's when Kristen and I can work together on projects or split up and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like Wednesdays and Fridays are good times to do like recording and stuff or meet up with clients for appointments and all that kind of fun stuff. So it just seems like Wednesdays and Fridays have just filled up for us so much. And then Mondays I have my brother-in-law come in for editing and all that kind of stuff. So I like to have Mondays as like an office studio day, not go out to appointments if I can help it.
Mm-hmm.
And just work together on projects for the editing side of stuff. And so we might have to figure out a different way to record. Like, I like this, like as much, like I said, as much as I like the in-person stuff, mm-hmm. for now, like I kind of like this, we both get great audio. We can do the video recording and
get to use my mic a little more.
Yeah, exactly. Like I like the Rode Go setups, little clip-on mics, but this, like, for one, even on the editing side, like we don't hear each other in the microphones. Like your microphone will pick up my voice and vice versa, so there's always like that little
echo.
It's not an echo, it's like you can just hear each other's voice in the microphones. But now, like, since we're separated, the audio is split, like, completely. Like, you're not going to hear my voice in your microphone or vice versa. So, but
you,
like,
you just reminded me, you know what, I think I'm making change requests on my PC and make sure I have audio jacks for like a headphones. Mm-hmm. And the PC is being built, I'm going to have USB type C ports in there.
Yeah,
I bet.
I would have as much USB-C ports as possible because there's so many things that you can attach with USB-C now.
Yeah, I have. So it's going to, I can't remember. It's four HDMI ports for my screens.
Mm-hmm. You want USB-C Thunderbolt. Like, that's what you want.
Yeah. It's
you can connect monitors, graphics, like if you have an external graphic card, if you wanted to, there's so much stuff that connects USB Thunderbolt now.
And I know we at least have two, and I think it's going to have eight USB ports on there.
Cool.
And but, so I'll hit up my builder and be like, hey, is it too late to make a change?
Shouldn't be. Should be just a little accessory in the back or top or whatever.
I don't know if she bought the, I don't know what's come in yet. I'm going to tell her, are you up? See, that's the beautiful thing about working people that are remote. Like, as a boss, I just kind of, there's almost a sense of I can just show up to work whenever the hell I want.
Right.
I'm trying to train my clients to only talk to me between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Right.
Central Standard Time.
At someone's expense, or not expense, but what's the word?
Convenience?
Yeah, just like, there's that instant gratification kind of stuff, or just being able to, you don't want to condition people to be able to know that you're accessible at all times. Like,
no, yeah, goodness. Yes. I can hear for both of us, we're both tired. If you can't hear that in our voices as we're talking this podcast.
I just have it's not even a tired thing. It's like, I got 100 things to get done today in this week. And then on a personal note, like, we're looking at trying to go camping this weekend, and camping is like my reset button to where just go out in nature and unplug a bit and just kind of refresh myself and get ready for just the busyness that's going to happen. Because I like cold weather for camping. I don't like to be hot and miserable and buggy and all that kind of stuff. And that's in the South. It's, you know, it doesn't come very often with that kind of weather.
You just described the South.
Yeah. So it's like after this weekend, I don't see it. We might get a couple more cold fronts or something, but it's just going to get warmer and nastier from this point on.
Dude, I love camping, man. My webmaster, I don't know if I talked to him on this podcast. I talked to my other podcast. I never know where he's at any point in any given point in time. Mm-hmm. He lives on a boat and he's always hiking. So he'll just, I don't know what type of Wi-Fi he pays for, but he'll hit me up. He's like, all right, he'll hit me up like, hey, I need this done. All right, I'll pull over my bag, stop hiking, whip out my laptop, and then he works. And he puts it away and then keeps hiking. Like, he lives the lifestyle, dude.
That's awesome.
I'm so jealous of him.
Yeah, I wanted to go camping more, but it seemed like the opportunities or the days that I had didn't have something going on, it was like raining or it was too cold or, you know, things like that. So I'm just trying to make it happen this weekend.
But I hope you do, man.
Yeah. We're just looking into what spot we want to go to. And then like the other talking about websites that don't work. Mm. Like I was looking in the Pine Mountain, Georgia area, and none of the Georgia like websites are working. Like there's all the page 404 errors and all that crap. It's just like, come on, y'all. It's like, it's so frustrating, but and we won't end up going there because the website don't work.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. I will.
We've had like many rants of like for the last month or so about websites not working. If you haven't caught the message yet, get your stinking website. And especially what's frustrating, like side rant for a second, is that these are like government websites. So it's like taxpayer money that's not being used appropriately. And that's not right to like us as a client, as the public base. Like that's not how you treat stuff. And it's just keep it up to date. Or I would be okay if your website just had one landing page and said, give us a call, and had your phone number. I'd be okay with that. Because
you'd be surprised how many websites don't have a I almost passed. You'd be surprised. This is a family show. This is a family show. You'd be surprised how many websites don't have a phone number. It pisses me off.
just one, like if you don't want the technology side, if you don't, like at least have your address there, at least have a phone number. I don't even care. Like I would like an email address or a way to message, but like if I need to find out information, at least have your page working with that information so I can at least pick up the phone and call you.
I know, right?
But I'm going to end rant right there.
Maybe we're asking for too much from these fun people. Like people always come to me.
It's like, hey, you know, we can let us manage it and pay us to do it.
That's as nasty as it sounds. Every time I talk to a client, none of them know what they need on a website. Because everyone says, oh, I just need a simple website. There's no such thing as a simple website. That doesn't exist. Like if you want a simple website, go to Fiverr.com, hire someone from India for $100, and you'll get a simple website. Mm-hmm. And that's the nasty side of it. You do that. I'll even type the website in there for you. Hit enter. Pick your lot of people from India. If you want a website that works, let's sit down and talk. Because I'm trying to find somebody to do swimming lessons for my kid privately, and first thing I do, search for Google. What happens? I get stuff. Like Google's trying its best to rank Dothan, Alabama, but nobody's stuff works. I can't contact anybody. So I'm just, I lose my mind on this all the time, babe. I was shocked because I got a new client yesterday, and I don't mind doing some work for free as long as my lawyer's not listening to this podcast. I don't mind doing some work for free, but like if you don't have your logins as a business owner, I'm going to charge you stupid tax because you're stupid and you need to know your passwords. That's straight up. This guy knew his logins. I just about had a heart attack because I looked at him like, do you know your login to your password, to your email? He's like, yeah, it's this. And he was first time. I was like, holy crap. This hasn't happened in a year.
That's crazy. Login stuff. I'm trying to create another brand or off brand of Evergreen just for like social media marketing stuff. Like the social media networks is like Facebook. I like how Facebook does it, where you have one profile that can manage multiple pages. But like Instagram, who ironically is owned by Facebook, doesn't have that option. Like you have to have a separate phone number or email to have appropriate login information and all that kind of stuff. And just, it's so frustrating because like,
if you're going
to
do
I'm trying to, well, the thing is like I've exhausted, put it this way. All right, Evergreen Creative Company, we have the corporate, then we have a weddings, but we're also trying to make another marketing approach with elopement weddings, because elopement audience is a lot different from our traditional high-end weddings. It's two different audiences. So we believe like we need to split even the weddings brand up so that way we can fully market ourselves in the appropriate ways. But the problem is like, so for Evergreen, we have one email address and one phone number. We can't split that up between the three different brands on Instagram. And Instagram, like for our line of work, is such a big network to use. So it's like, it just needs to be to where we can use one profile, one login that that manages multiple profiles. Because like when I want to set up what I'm going to have to do is just do like one of those link tree type things to where for contact information, that's what's going to end up having to happen. Because
I would highly recommend, if you're going to do this, any form of social media managing or any, because there's one girl here, her name is Adriana Wilkins. She's a Sphere Media Marketing. She's a good social media marketer. But she's the only one here. I don't do social media marketing. I advertise it, but me personally, my company, I hate it. In fact, I am banned on Facebook. So there you go. So for nothing. I don't know. I don't even know why. Like my buddy, he's like, what did you do? I was like, I don't know.
Nobody knows. Like anytime I've seen someone like get in Facebook jail, whatever, like the joke goes, is like, they never know why.
Well, I would recommend, and if you want to do this, I mean, when listening to this, I am an affiliate with them, Hero Post. It is by far, I think, they're still a new company. There's features still coming in, but they are a great all social media managing system. Reddit, YouTube, every social media page you can think of, they have it on there. And they're running a sale right now where it's a lifetime membership, platinum membership for $180 lifetime. And you get what's called with it for free. You get bio links through Hero Post, which is like a link tree, but the tracking data on it is immaculate.
Yeah, well, my point that I was starting, like I get all that.
Is so if
like,
you're going to do that, I would recommend just buying it and keep it in the background in case you start doing social media stuff, because it'd be easy to manage. I like so far.
My challenge is like, you can show contact information on your Instagram profile, but I've already got the phone number and email and just used on like the corporate one. And I can't use it again on another one because it says the email or phone number is already used by another user. So
yeah, that's when you start applying for Google Voice numbers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
the thing. That's why I have 10 emails and 10 phone numbers.
The Evergreen phone number is a Google Voice number.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm trying to route stuff to separate personal and business.
Oh, I get it. Oh, gosh, do I get it.
So I don't want to use my phone number. And like, yeah, it's just... it's crazy. And it's like $10 a month for the business Google Voice or whatever.
I don't pay for it.
For the business one, you have to.
Okay.
You can sign up for free with a personal. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but because we used Evergreen is a Google Suite.
I love G Suite.
So we use G Suite for Evergreen, and in order to use that same email address, you have to use the business one, which is fine. It's like, if you're going to get a phone of a business line anyways, it's going to be that or more anyways. And I like the features of Google Voice because it can be accessed on a computer, tablet, phone. You can answer calls on a computer if you want to. If you're like in my situation, if I'm editing a video or something, I don't have to like take my headphones off, do all of this kind of stuff, and then pick up the phone. Like I can just answer the phone from the computer. So
I've done that before.
Or like if I'm busy and we get a phone call, my wife can answer it from her phone.
Call forwarding.
So But anyways,
that's well, this is a good little podcast. You know, talk about random stuff. I don't know what we're going to title this. Three topics.
Business tools.
Business tools. There we go.
All right. Yeah, I gotta get back to the other work.
You too, man. Me too.
All right. Everybody have a good one.
Yeah. Talk to you guys next week.
See you.